Scott Vanderwall, Walker, South Dakota. We're ready to start and sweep.
Was calling to see how things were in South Dakota. I saw there was some cool weather in the forecast for you guys, and I wanted to see how that, what your thoughts were ahead of that, and you know, how the crops were coming along.
Yeah, well, we've had a pretty good start to the crop season. Planting went real well for most people. It's been dry conditions. There are some crops laying dry without enough water. A good share of the state got some pretty good rain yesterday, but we didn't get anything around the Brookings area. So we're hoping and praying for that tonight.
How much are you supposed to get?
Well, there's just a 90% chance, and I haven't seen what they are forecasting for amounts.
But you think you're going to get some.
Sure love to have an inch or two. But the forecast for yesterday was really good, and watching the radar, it just split and went around us.
Scott, I wondered, with your crops, when did you get done planting?
Got done on Friday, and we would have been done about a week before that, except we had to save a piece of ground for hauling manure on. So, you know, we had a small delay right around the 1st of May where we got a couple inches of rain. That was really welcome, and then we went the rest of the way and got it all in. I think, for the most part, most farmers are about done around here, which is fairly early, just a few days, maybe a week and a half.
Well, I hope you guys get some good moisture for this crop. You said you have some of it in. Is any of it emerged yet, or are you hoping with the rain it will?
Yeah, we have some corn that's up, looking good. A few beans are up and poking through, and they look pretty good, but if you go out and you can find gaps in it, and you dig down, and you can find the seeds that haven't sprouted yet, so we need some rain pretty quick to get those started so they can catch up a little bit.
How cold is it supposed to get, Scott, or is it just rain for you guys this week?
Well, I think it's only going to be 60 degrees today for high, and maybe in the mid to upper 30s for lows a day or two. So that's not so good, but at least they're not forecasting any frost or anything.
What did I miss? Is there anything else you want to say about, I guess now, into planting, start of growing season?
Well, I guess I would just say that overall we've got a pretty good start. The guys out west are looking for rain for the pastures. That they're pretty dry out there too. So rain would fix a lot of things. And then we need to sell more of these products overseas and work on our trading partners and try to get the market up, because it's a pretty well a financial loser right now for most crops.
Well, what do you think about this U.S.-China discussion that we're getting more details about today?
Well, we're certainly hoping that President Trump is going to be successful in getting some kind of a deal put together with him. I saw the market for corn and beans are both up this morning pretty strongly. Hopefully that's some good news that's getting into the markets.
I think there's some more details, more than we knew on Friday, right, that we got over the weekend. But I think a lot of folks just waiting to see, does it happen, right? I think China was supposed to be in the market to buy more, and we haven't seen them fully follow through on what they already committed to. So is it really going to happen? I don't know. So.
Yeah, that's the hard part with China, because they can even make an agreement, and they even make purchases, and then they cancel them if the market goes against them. So you never know for sure.
Well, and then domestically, I know there's been a lot of focus in on building domestic markets too, and it's not just for renewable diesel and soybean oil, even though I know that's big in your part of South Dakota, but also E15. It looks like the House maybe had some movement on E15, but we'll have to just see what happens in the Senate. So.
Yeah, that's right. We got a positive vote from the House, and we're going to be working with the Senate and try to convince them that that's a good thing and that there shouldn't be really any downside to it. And then there's the sustainable aviation fuel issue, which we'd really like to get into, and they're starting on that. So that's kind of tied to the carbon dioxide pipelines and burying carbon dioxide. That starts a whole other conversation, especially in South Dakota with some folks. So. That's a hard one to deal with, and it's been very divisive over the last couple of years.